good morning. As we stretch and yawn and come awake, we see, Alan, and that is our political observer, Alan Chartok, that the Mets are now in a commanding 3-0 series lead over the Chicago Cubs.
David, I owe you and Ray Graff and everybody else an apology. I had it figured wrong. I thought the Cubs were going to win because they hadn't won for so long, you know, over 100 years, that the American psyche would be with them and be supportive. But it turns out, of course, that once you bust out of this long-suffering mode, then you're like everybody else. And so if you just follow along with my very excellent reasoning here, you will see what happened to the Red Sox. You know, the Red Sox won for a couple of years, but once they broke the mold and the curse of the Bambino was overcome, they end up in the cellar now. And that's what you get when you start to win.
Ouch. Okay, well, let's turn to some of the news of the day.
Joke!
All right. This is breaking this morning, Alan, in the New York Times.
Right.
President Bashar al-Assad of Syria and President Vladimir Putin of Russia talked about their joint military campaign and a future political transition in Syria during an unannounced visit to Moscow, according to a Kremlin spokesman. This is a dicey situation.
Surprise, surprise, that these guys are in bed. We know that. We've known it all along. And if you're Assad, you're going to take help from wherever you can get it, even from Moscow. Now, Putin obviously has his reasons for doing this. The United States is in a bad spot. We have been sharing information with the Russians, who we think are really trying to get rid of Putin's enemies, the so-called democratic forces. I have no belief in that at all, because we have seen what happens. And so the United States is wavering on this stuff. Putin knows exactly what he wants and, frankly, is getting it.
Also from the Times this morning, Alan, Representative Paul Ryan says he would run for speaker if the GOP unites.
Well, Paul Ryan had a problem. He didn't want to do it. His ambitions would lead him elsewhere. His family would lead him elsewhere. He didn't want to be the speaker. One of the problems with being speaker is, and we've seen it, you got to go all over the country raising money as the featured speaker for, you know, this congressperson who's in trouble and that one who's on the line. And he doesn't want to do that. He says, I want to be with my family. That's something Americans can really understand. At least I can really understand it, I'll tell you right now. And the second thing is to get the monkey off his back. And that is, he didn't want to do it. They insisted. Oh, everybody was clamoring for him. He said, okay, I'll do it. But first, before I do it, that conservative fringe, maybe the 50 votes or so that drive speakers out, have to tell me that they're going along with me. And if they can't do that, and if they won't behave themselves, then I don't want to be speaker. And then it won't be my fault. It'll be yours.
As Hillary Rodham Clinton is set to testify before a House committee on Benghazi tomorrow, Alan, a poll shows Clinton won the debate, now holds a big lead over Sanders, 54%, Sanders 23%, Biden's possible candidacy also coming in third, 21%.
Well, first of all, Biden is not a declared candidate. So if he were, one would say that the polling would probably be pretty different. Biden is also making it clear that he is the president's man and that he's not criticizing the president. And right now, among Democrats, at least, the president is very popular. So Biden has staked out that territory. He's really teasing everybody right now. Whether he really means to do it or not, we don't know. But I've always said that if Hillary gets herself into trouble, Biden's in. But time is running out for him. So he's got to make a decision pretty soon. It's got to be very tempting. But my own sensitivity to this is that he's not going to do it. But, you know, I've been wrong before.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.